Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Bond Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
Now, as you might have listened to the end of the Sean Connery era films, James Bond, Geek History Lesson, we came up with this Patreon right on the spot, live in the air. This is which James Bond could beat the other Bond James Bonds. Now, Ashley, you mentioned when we talked about this, of course, let's go through them all. We have the Sean Connery James Bond. We have the George Lazenby James Bond. We have the Roger Moore James Bond. We have the Timothy Dalton James Bond. We have the Pierce Brosnan James Bond. We have the Daniel Craig James Bond. We have the David Niven James Bond.
Nope.
And we have the second old man Sean Connery James Bond.
And we have Idris Elba James Bond.
And we have Idris Elba James Bond. And we have
Henry Cavill James Bond.
We have Henry Cavill James Bond and the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
And we have Austin Powers, who snuck his way into this.
I mean, if Austin Powers is in this, then Pierce Brosnan might not be the one who dies first.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I got hot takes.
Shots have been fired already. I actually think Austin Powers would seduce Pierce Brosnan and just take him out of the fight right away. Anyways. All right. So you mentioned you want to have some rules, or what do you feel should be the rules?
Well, it kind of has to be all of them when they were James Bond.
Because of course.
All of them are old.
Oh, no.
And you could just kind of take him out at the knees.
Oh, no, of course. So I think it's them at their peak.
Them from their best movie.
So it is, I think it's Sean Connery at Goldfinger.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, Lazenby's got to be Majesty's Secret Service.
Of course, it's the only one. Roger Moore is The Spy Who Loved Me.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Dalton is Living Daylights, yeah. I would say. But you know what? You can make him License to Kill because he'd be a little bit meaner.
Sure, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan, everybody would say Goldeneye. I would say World is Not Enough to give him a couple movies. He's a little bit more seasoned. And Daniel Craig at Skyfall. Although, I will ask you, Ashley.
He's injured in Skyfall.
Yes,
though.
Do you want to change that?
I want him for Casino Royale.
Okay, so you want young Daniel Craig.
I mean, like 36-year-old Daniel
Yes,
Craig.
But you want blunt instrument.
Yes.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
He's also at his biggest.
Okay. So here's the other question. Can they use any gadgets that they use?
Okay, so that's the thing, right? Because
certain Bonds have more gadgets.
I don't think so.
Okay. No gadgets?
I don't think you can I think it's the guy and the gun. I think it has to be like on your strength. Because Bond, you can call him a spy all you want.
Sure.
You can call him a gentleman all you want. Bond's an assassin.
He's an assassin.
He's a killer.
Yeah.
You know, so who's the best?
I'm going to say this. I think they each get one gadget.
Okay, but it can't be a car, and it can't be like a rocket launcher.
Cars are out of this thing.
Yeah.
So they get one gadget. And it's interesting because
I still think it would turn out exactly the same. There's one person
I think
could be markedly improved by a gadget.
Mm, interesting. Yes, I agree. You know, I'm not saying I know what those gadgets would be, but I'm you know, to me, gadgets are such a part of Bond, you know, that you have to give them at least one.
Yeah.
And are they all? So
we're basically playing Battle Royale rules. You get a backpack with a tool in it.
Yes. Okay. So, and it is the basic story reason is that they're all been told to hunt the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Highlander rules, you know, there will only be one.
Yeah. They're in an arena or whatever.
Okay. Who do you think goes down first?
I mean, Pierce Brosnan.
You think Pierce Brosnan? Okay. Why?
So for me, I said Bond is an assassin at the end of the day. So I just don't think Pierce Brosnan's James Bond can kill someone with his bare hands.
That's fair.
I think if Pierce Brosnan's James Bond can't get you with the gun or whatever gadget he has, I think he's probably the easiest takedown.
Interesting. That is an interesting thing.
I also don't think his Bond is smart. Whereas I don't think Dalton's Bond is definitely doesn't have the prowess and the physical strength of some of the other ones, but I think he's really smart and really mean.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you gave him the right gadget, I think he'd be a force to be reckoned with.
I'm going
to
make, there's intern Brago. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Who did you think? Who was that, Brago? Who are you standing up for? Pierce Brosnan?
He's disagreeing with your Pierce Brosnan take. Because he's a golden kitty, so he has to go with the Bond that was in the Golden Eye.
Not Goldfinger?
Well, he has golden eyes.
He does. You're right.
And he doesn't have fingers.
He has toes, though.
I'm going to give you a hot take. Just, you know, and again, no,
we're
no,
not arguing.
Disagreeing. Yeah, we're not
just,
arguing.
We're
just, you know, kind of
yeah.
I don't think Craig's Bond is particularly smart either.
No, but I think he can. I think he just beat your head with a rock or his fist
Fair
until
point.
It came.
But
in.
that doesn't mean automatic win, though.
No, but in a situation like that, just from the outset, mm-hmm. right? Because of course you can find, like we've all seen Hunger Games and Battle Royale. You can find and The Hunt. Uh-huh. You can find reasons why people who aren't physically strong.
Okay, well, okay, I'm fine.
But to me. Mm-hmm. To me, physical strength definitely helps.
I will tell you this. I do agree with you that I think Pierce Brosnan's Bond goes down first.
Also, Craig's Bond will keep going through injury.
That's fair.
Through pretty horrible injuries.
And it's funny because I was going to say, I actually think Daniel Craig's Bond. So it's funny. I think Daniel Craig's Bond makes the first kill because if you're going Casino Royale Bond, yeah. he's young and he's angry and he's rambunctious.
Fast.
And so I think he goes for the easy target, which is Pierce Brosnan. I think he completely overwhelms Pierce Brosnan.
So
Pierce Brosnan, dead.
Yeah.
And Daniel Craig makes the first kill. Now, I'll ask you, who do you think are the next two, just in terms of story? Because I do think there is a Bond that would sit out and wait and let the other ones kill each other.
It would be Lazenby.
I actually think Dalton and Connery would be sitting back and
doing
nothing.
No, I think Dalton and Connery are the two who team up.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They would
and
be
I think
a...
that's how they take out Craig. And then I think it's between them, and I think now, I think Connery just punches him in the head and wins.
Well, don't end the podcast 6 minutes in, Ashley. We talked about this a lot on the pod. We had a lot of new patrons come in, and we don't want to just give it away.
sorry, guys. Got a cold.
Why do you think... Okay, before we get too far into it, why do you think Dalton and Connery team up? Why do you see them as the two Bond? Because I will tell you this. Connery would not like Daniel Craig's Bond. At all.
He's not teaming up with Daniel Craig.
No. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when you think about it, like, Connery would like Dalton.
Yeah.
Connery would view Roger Moore Bond as M.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Connery's Bond would think Pierce Brosnan was a fool.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I do think that Connery and George Lazenby's Bond would get along very well.
I don't know.
Because I think Connery would just view him as like 006 or 004. Mm. He'd be like, oh, I know you. You're like Felix.
I mean, if we bring 006 into this, it's a whole other ballgame.
Well, I'm just saying, like, as an example.
I think Connery and Dalton are the smartest Bonds.
I agree.
And I think that they would recognize that, at least in the beginning, there is strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they would see that kind of edge and thought process in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that person is your biggest competition, keep them close until you have to turn on them.
You have to turn on them. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, so on that note, if we know what the final three are, who goes down next, Lazenby or Moore?
I think Lazenby takes out Moore.
I do too. Because Lazenby...
But I think Moore puts up a surprisingly good fight.
Well, I'm going to go on this. If you remember for Honor, Majesty, Secret Service, Lazenby, most of that fight is fist fights.
Yeah. Also on the beach, he just throws himself at people. Like, he's going for it.
Yeah, he's going... He's tackling people. He's going back and forth. And I think Roger Moore, even with a laser watch, can't stop Lazenby.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Lazenby is also one of the few Bonds that enjoys disguises.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think Lazenby would like make himself look completely different. Roger Moore would walk right past them. And then I think that Lazenby would sucker punch him.
Mm.
And go for him. Because that's another trick, trait. A lot of the Bonds aren't tricksy or they don't like subterfuge.
Yeah.
You know, because Craig is like, I'm a bulldozer. I go straight at you. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he hates disguises, and especially your Bond, Casino Royale,
yeah.
Craig. But a lot of the other Bonds just like, oh, I'm just Bond. It doesn't matter. So I think Lazenby gets the drop on Moore. So, okay, yeah. We're down to Lazenby. We're down to Craig. We're down to Dalton, and we're down to Connery. It kind of seems like you and I are in agreement that Dalton and Connery will be the last two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think Craig makes them hurt.
Well, okay, Lazenby's still out there. So I think Connery kills Lazenby.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Connery came back and killed Lazenby anyway in the movies.
That's funny. I will allow it.
So I think Lazenby's out skiing and Connery just, bam, with a sniper rifle takes him out.
I love that.
Because he's like, you skied too much. You skied too much in your damn movie.
Yeah.
So now we're down to three. We're down to Craig, we're down to Dalton, and we're down to Connery. And you think Dalton and Connery team up mm-hmm. against Craig. Now, let me ask you this. Because I have the answer, what I think is the answer to this. Dalton and Craig one-on-one, who wins?
To me, this is like a Batman and a Superman argument.
It's almost like they're the same Bond fighting each other.
I think in a, like a fist and like a hand like a yep. fist fight like equal grounds. I think it's Craig.
Well, now can I ask you an objective question there?
Yeah.
Are you only saying Craig because he fights with modern fighting styles? Whereas
I'm saying that
because
he's bigger.
Okay,
because physically well, bigger I, and stronger. Okay,
as long as the argument is not out there, because you know they, in the 80s they didn't film with.
No, I'm not judging anyone for their choreography cool. of the time. No.
Some people on the internet would.
Because I stated that I like watching Sean Connery punch people in the head. Yeah. So.
All right.
No. But I think.
You just think Craig is stronger.
I think he's yeah. the strongest physically.
He's definitely the most muscle bound
of the three. I mean, you could just sit on them and like mm-hmm. they pass away. But I think if Dalton could get the drop on him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could win.
I think Dalton could get the drop on him.
I do too.
And I think with Sean Connery on his side, I think Craig is definitely out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a power combo.
Yeah.
I do think it's so funny because it's interesting because Timothy Dalton's Bond is the most like the book Bond.
Yeah.
And Sean Connery but is
pin in that conversation for later.
a lot like the book Bond as well. And so they do sort of gravitate naturally to each other because they're almost like weird brothers.
Yeah. And it's funny because on the opposite end of that, like Craig and Connery similarly
yep.
are very.
And Moore and Brosnan.
Yeah. Are very similar.
Are
as
very
well.
Similar bonds.
Yeah.
Okay. So it comes down to Timothy Dalton and Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I think I know exactly how it goes down.
Tell me.
I think they are in the Aston Martin. They have just killed Craig. And I think they have a simple look at each other where, you know, two experienced fighters.
And they know.
And they know.
Or they nod. Or,
and
yeah.
they know this is it.
Yeah.
And I think, and I know you said we couldn't use a car, but this is the one gadget I'm going to give Connery.
Don't do the ejector seat.
I'm doing the
no,
fucking ejector seat.
No, unacceptable.
Here's what I think happens. They look at each other. They knows it. They know it. They knows it's going to happen. I think Dalton stabs Connery right in the chest, but Connery takes it and drops a grenade in his crotch.
Sure, I'll give you that.
And ejector seats his ass out of the car. And that is Dalton. That is the end of Dalton.
Wow.
I think Connery wins with a trick.
Yes.
Because Connery's Bond is tricksy.
Yeah.
And Connery's Bond has the little bit of devilish attitude to him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I do think Timothy Dalton would just stab the guy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, if you think about him in like License to Kill.
Yeah.
He's pretty brutal.
Yeah. But I think that the funny thing about it is that I think Connery's tougher. So if you stab Connery, Connery would shrug it off.
Yeah. Did you know that Honor Blackman is 94?
Who?
Honor Blackman. Kitty galore.
Push it galore.
Ugh.
Push it. Who do you think is the best Sean Connery Bond girl? Do you have smart? That was the original. Do you have one that stands out to you?
It's hard for it not to be Pussy Galore.
Is it Tits McGee? What's her name? Plenty O'Toole?
She wasn't even a good actress.
I believe Tits McGee is a Simpson joke, by the way.
Yeah. You know... I think Bond movies, this is something we're going to discuss in a later episode. Like, is the idea of a Bond girl tired? Is it offensive?
Yes, that is going to be the big episode.
I definitely think there's room for sex and sexuality and sex appeal in Bond.
Oh, 100%.
I think it has to be a little more, and I think we're getting toward that. It's a little more equal.
I mean, again, we haven't seen No Time to Die. Damn it.
I just think with Craig in general, like he's being objectified as many as possible. Anyway. But
there's a chance in a new one that it might really revolutionize.
Discussion for a different time, though. So I think it either has to be, it's got to be either Pussy Galore or
from Goldfinger,
I think, or you have to give it to Honey Rider.
I think from Dr.
For being the first.
I agree. I think it's a tough debate between the two of them because Honey Rider's kind of dumb, but
she's not useless though.
She's
and
not.
We have seen lots of useless Bond girls,
but like her main plot line is like, I gotta get these shells.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
well, they needed a reason for her to be there.
Yes, and then she does just become a damsel.
Yeah.
Whereas James Bond doesn't win in Goldfinger without pussy.
Like, excuse me, sorry.
Because she betrays Goldfinger is the reason he wins.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that to me is what makes her, in my opinion, I think she is the best Bond girl. Because mm-hmm. He's so compelling. And also, again, like you said, she's age appropriate. Like,
she's his peer.
She's so strong.
Yeah.
And a lot of Bond girls are not strong.
Especially in that era.
Yes.
I think that's why I like Vesper Lynd so much too.
She's a very strong Bond girl as well. Yeah. She's a very strong Bond girl as well.
She's cool.
And I think we all can agree that Jinx is not a very strong Bond girl.
Ugh.
Buckle up for that one, Ashley.
Ugh.
So I think we all agreed that Sean Connery murdered Timothy Dalton with a grenade in the ejector seat. You have to go ejector seat. It's the best one.
That's
By the
stupid.
Way, everybody, I recently was like cleaning out a box in the office and I found a little tiny Aston Martin DB5 model from Goldfinger that my grandmother gave me. And you press a button on it and it opens up and the ejector seat comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome.
Cool.
That's it.
Great. Stop touching your microphone. You're going to kill people in their earphones.
It's an ASMR.
ASMR is disgusting. If you like ASMR, fuck off. It's so gross.
Hey, don't, you know what?
You want to hear people going,
look.
Truly, no.
Don't,
absolutely not.
Don't nag on people's
likes. I'm a kink shame
people's
you. You're
likes.
Wrong.
Don't kink shame.
You're wrong.
Look, some
it's
people,
so disgusting.
Some people like Roger Moore.
That's true.
And we kind of discounted him, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I can't get over how much Pierce Brosnan looks like Roger Moore. Like, it's shocking to me.
I'm going to give you some ASMR with Brego.
That's Brego's cheek and
that's
neck.
Intern Brego rubbing up against the mic. Brego, you want to say something to the people? Which is your favorite Bond? Who do you think would win?
What's your favorite Bond, Geeti Brego?
He has nothing to say.
There you have it. Straight from the cat's mouth.
Straight from the cat's mouth. His favorite cat, Daniel Craig. Okay. thank you so much for your support, everybody. Thank you out there. I hope you guys are staying sane. I hope you guys are staying calm and relaxed. And thank you so much for your support. I have been Jason, not Bond, Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye.
Bye.